Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. Last night, we held a teaching about the end times. You can always catch it on traditionworshipcenter.com or on YouTube or on Facebook and find out where we're at in these end of days, because it's getting extremely close to the rapture taking place. And then after that rapture, almost immediately, it's going to kick into the 7 years of tribulation. We want to be informed and know where we're at and know what's going on. So you can catch us on that, watch it live. Every Wednesday night you can join us at 7 p.m. or you can watch it live. You can watch a replay of it on traditionworshipcenter.com. And then Thursday mornings, we have Healing Academy, and that is every Thursday morning live stream. You can also watch that on traditionworshipcenter.com or on YouTube or on Facebook. You can ask questions and be a part of what's taking place there and learn about healing, how to get your family healed, how you can get healed, how you can stay healed, because these end of days, the devil's going to try to bring a lot more nonsense and sicknesses, as God proclaimed and told us. So let's be ready for all of this that's going on, because we are the victorious ones, not the losers. And now we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday, and we've been talking about how we need to get into the presence of God in order to be healthy, wealthy, and wise. And we can be all of those if we do it God's way. He wants to bless you. Let's join the service now. Every Christian should have a goal of getting into the very holiest of holy places. You see, the Bible says that the veil was rent in two when Jesus died on the cross. And we went from the outer court through the door of Jesus into the outer court. We went from the outside through the door of Jesus into the outer court, where we got washing of the word. Come on. And then we went to the blood where they sacrificed, and the blood purified and made us righteous. Then we went into the next place of the temple, and that was called the holy place. Not the holiest of holies, the holy place. Oh my goodness. And I can teach you on that. I'm going to do it on Sunday. And then from there, we went. And that's how they got into the holiest of holies. There is a process and there is a way to get into the presence of God. And the more you do it, the more acquainted with it you become, the easier it gets to go into the very presence of Almighty God. Come on now. If you're receiving this today, I know it's healing. I know it's healing. But if you've received so far what you've heard, and you believe this, and you're with this thing, I need you to say something to me, a thumbs up or an amen, or bless the Lord, oh my soul, because it's all God. Can you say amen? Amen. Now watch here. So now these guys that try to feign Paul and try to acknowledge that they knew Jesus, which they didn't, were attacked and overcome by the demons. Why? Because they had, by the demon, because they had no defense, no protection, and no support. They had no power and no response to the attack. And that'll happen to you every time. If you try to cast out a demon or you try to get rid of a sickness, you got nothing helping you until you know Christ. Come on now. And so they escaped the house, stripped of their clothes and wounded. They got out of there alive with their lives, but they were wounded and naked. Oh, my God. Naked and wounded, but they had their lives. You see, there are many people that are born again. They've got salvation, but they're naked and they're wounded. Yeah. Remember when God raised up Lazarus from 3 days of death And then he came out in his grave clothes. He was alive. But God said to the disciples, now you loose him, let him go. He was still wounded and naked. Yeah. And they had to tell him, and we have to tell them about the finished work of the cross, not just salvation. Oh, God help us. So knowledge is not what makes you a follower of Christ. Faith is. Knowledge is not what makes you a follower of Christ. Faith is. Knowledge of Jesus does not change your life. Surrender does. Oh, my goodness. Knowledge does not heal the broken. Love does. Get this with me. Knowledge does not bring salvation. Grace does. Knowledge will not save you. Only Jesus does. Come on. You see, the Jewish people, or should I say, the Greeks of the day of Paul, when he went and he went on the hill and he spoke to all these incredibly intelligent people, right? The Greeks who had invented so much and knew so much about mathematics and stuff like that, they were trying to get salvation through knowledge. You cannot do it. Come on. And then it went from knowledge to works. And we know that Martin Luther started to change that in the world in the 15th century when he said, it's not by works, but by faith. So it's not knowledge, it's not works, it's faith. And faith has to be in Jesus Christ. And once you've got that in Jesus Christ, you need to get to the next step of relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got to get to know him for yourself. Oh, my God. Now, watch here. So it's not knowledge. It's not knowing about. It's knowing him. Look at this, Matthew 7. Go with me to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Verse 22, while you're turning there, Matthew 7, 22. Many, this is Jesus, many will say to me in that day, that's the day of the Lord, when they stand before God, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? Have we not cast out demons in your name? The seven sons of Sceva could say that, right? Have we not cast out demons in your name and done many wonders in your name? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Ooh. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Whoa. Oh, my goodness. I looked up the word lawlessness in the Strong's. It's number 458. It means without the law. They don't know the word. It means lawlessness without Christ. It means the utter disregard for God's law, his written and living word. People that don't know Jesus and try to get into the kingdom without the word, without salvation, are lawless. And we're seeing, Jesus said, in the end days, lawlessness will abound. I've heard politicians, big name politicians, higher politicians, claiming to know Jesus and be of a certain denomination. Yet they practice lawlessness with the laws they pass. Oh, my God. Did you just get that? They claim to know Jesus and to be of a certain denomination, allowing anything to go and considering good evil and evil good, letting the guilty free and putting the innocent in prison. It's happening today. That's lawlessness. And God said, in the end of the days, lawlessness will abound. Are you seeing that today? I am. And if you don't, you're living under a rock somewhere. Come on. Amen. This is better for you than you're acknowledging. Praise God. Can you say amen? Okay. So now watch here. He says, I will tell you to get away from me. I never knew you practice lawlessness. Oh, my goodness. Truly following Jesus Christ means more than just knowing about him. It means spending time with him and getting to know him. Can I do that? Yes, you can. That's what I'm saying. Come to service on Sunday or tune in if you can't be there or watch it later on the internet. But you have to know him. Learning more about Jesus and getting to a place where we begin to want things that he wants. So as you learn more, spending more time with him, you'll get to a place where we begin to want the things that he wants, not the things I want. That's why God, when Jesus was on the Mount of Olives and praying to God, and he said, I don't want to do this, and he was sweating drops of blood. I don't want to go through this. He said, however, not my will be done, your will be done. You see, when you get to know Jesus, like Jesus knows the Father, and you get to know the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you will do the same thing. You'll want his will done in your life rather than your will done in your life. And therein lies great success. Oh my goodness. The things that break his heart will be the things that break our hearts. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We want every piece of our lives to reflect who he is. Isn't that what you want? I want to reflect Jesus. Pastor, what has this got to do with healing today? It's got everything to do with healing. Amen. You can be healed just spending time with God, getting into his presence. And maybe you're not there yet, but that's okay. That's okay. None of us really get there 100% completely first try, third try, thousandth try. Doesn't matter. But we make the journey on a daily basis. Listen to what I said. On a daily basis, because we love him and we know he loves us. So on a daily basis, I've got to put my flesh under. On a daily basis, I've got to get out of the flesh and into the spirit and rather respond than react. It's so hard, and you get an opportunity every single day, 10 opportunities every day of your life to take an offense, to be offended by someone. They didn't call me back. They didn't do this. And you get into the flesh, and that is a realm of the devil. You don't operate in the devil's realm. You see, the world, the Bible says we are in the world, God says, but we belong to his kingdom. We're not of the world. We're in the world, but not of the world. We can't react the way the world reacts. Get even. Take what you can get. Don't worry about anyone else. Me, myself, and I. No. As soon as you do that, you're in the world system, and you're going to be beat up by the world and the demons. But when you get out of that, and you start loving people, helping people, and not taking offenses, not being offended because pastor didn't call me, or so-and-so ignored me, or so-and-so said I'd get back to you, and they didn't. That is going to get you into trouble. Get rid of that. It's not even worth it. It's not worth it. And maybe the pastor, maybe the person didn't see you, or was too busy, or meant something other than what you took it as. Stop it. And at the first sign of someone trying to bring a correction in your life, maybe, could be anybody, your family member, anyone, and you don't want to talk to them again, what kind of Christian is that? Sweet Jesus. Now watch it. So we're not there, but on a daily basis, we are getting opportunity more and more to get better and look more like Jesus. Yes, it's true. And we understand that life without him is not life at all. You can know the word, you can read it from cover to cover, but you don't get any revelation of that word because you don't spend time with him. I'm telling you, you can still live in this world and not be victorious.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Welcome to Enjoying Everyday Life with New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.